Thank you. Howdy.
Glad to be back in Houston. I know a lot of people here as we're walking around the building. Really an opportunity for us, for Texas A&M, to be on a national stage again at a primetime game in a tremendous venue. I want to thank the Texas Bowl for the invitation and the opportunity to play in a great game against Kansas State here at NRG. So on behalf of our football team, on behalf of Texas A&M, I just want to say thank you again, and we look forward to the festivities and the game coming up the 28th. Questions?
Coach, over on this side, two things. One, Major Applewhite was named head coach at U of H today.
I just saw that getting off the plane.
From Atlanta. So. Want to get your thoughts in there, a place that you've been before, and also just being in this bowl game with a huge environment that has a lot of A&M fans within the city.
Well, sure. The second one to your second question, the opportunity to be here in the city of Houston, obviously, is great for us, great for exposure to our program. We've got a large number of Aggies here and around Houston in a great venue for us to be able to play in. You know, that obviously we played here before a year ago and had some success. Our guys like playing here, and we're looking forward to it. As far as Major goes, you know, congratulations. I hadn't really talked to him since last summer. We did some camps. Obviously, Tom and I did some satellite camps in the state, and our staffs traveled around and got the opportunity to visit with their staff and knowing a lot of people at the University of Houston. With the success that Tom and his staff have had in the last couple of years, you know, to keep the continuity and have a guy like Major, who obviously has tremendous ties to the state of Texas, has worked a lot, I don't know how many years exactly, probably the last 10, 11 years, I would think, in the state, you know, that gives them some continuity and gives them the relationships that they need to continue moving forward at the University of Houston.
Coach, over here.
Yes.
You talked about exposure. Can you talk about how this bowl game will help you guys as far as recruiting?
Yeah, you bet. The location is like everybody says, location, location, location. And, it's no doubt that being an hour and a half away from College Station, Houston is one of our primary areas for recruiting. However you want to look at it, it's the fourth largest city in America, with arguably out of that top four playing the best football in the country. And so for us, it's a major recruiting area for us, a hotbed for football across the nation, and gives us the opportunity to really, showcase our program with the convenience of our fans and recruits having the ability to be right here.
Kevin. How healthy do you project your team to be by the time game time runs around?
The what?
The health of your team by what you projected to be by the time game time rolls around, specifically with quarterback and safety and some of those guys.
Yeah, quarterback. Well, I just was flying with him. He said he's feeling pretty good. So he was walking pretty good last night, and he got up on the plane, so I can just tell you that. So he came up the stairs after the last game. He couldn't even get out of the building, so he's better than he was. We'll see where it is. Our preparation, really, we've been lifting and conditioning over the last couple weeks. We have our first real practice today, so we'll start practice today and tomorrow. Then we'll take the next couple days. We've got finals going on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So let our guys finish up finals, and then we'll get back into bowl preparation. But today will be our first day. So I'll have a better handle on where our health is by the end of the weekend. So I'll know more then. Doesn't mean I'm going to say anything, but I'll know more then.
You mentioned Coach Herman earlier at Texas. I don't think we've had a chance to really visit with you about that hire. What about the University of Texas?
Yeah, you know, obviously, you know, Tom and I are friends, and you know, have been friends for a long time, even since the days back at Rice, and you know, Ohio State. I mean, we've just known each other for a long time, and you know, that's I'm happy for him. You know, I think it's a dream. It was a dream of his. You know, I see Twitter, and he's got his. You know, the card of when he was a graduate assistant, and that says head coach. I think that says all you need to know. You know, that he's come a long way. He's a great coach. That's, you know, like I said, you know, we're traveling around the state last summer doing camps and doing things. So, you know, we've got a relationship that's not going to change. We probably just won't talk as much about certain things, but we're still going to talk.
Coach, talk about having the opportunity to go against a legendary coach in Bill Snyder and what he means to college football.
Well, you know, I said it during the announcement. You know, for me and for us, I can't tell you how much respect for Bill Snyder and what he has accomplished. You know, and you look back at where he brought Kansas State from the beginning to where they are now. The heights that they've risen to, stepped away from it for a little bit, and you see what happened when he stepped away. He comes right back into it and puts it right back on the map. Just a tremendous coach, a tremendous person, a guy that, as I said, personal respect, and obviously my relationships through his tree with Bob Stoops and the Stoops brothers. The many guys that, you know, Brent Venables, you know, one of the guys that played there, coached there. I've gotten to know him and just the way he has done things and the consistent level that he's done them for a very, very long time is remarkable and something you really don't see in this day and age where a guy's able to do that at one school for that amount of time and at that level. And, you know, that's why, you know, the first thing you're going to, you know, I just had a little bit of opportunity to peek a little tape. You know, you just know what you're going to get. You're going to get a well-disciplined football team where guys are going to line up the right way, and you're going to have to execute, and they're not going to beat themselves. And Coach Snyder is a tremendous credit to college football, to this game, and is well-respected by everybody I know, and it's just an honor to be in a game like that and you know, stand on the same field, shake his hand, and compete. You're welcome.
Kevin, over here again. do you sense that this matchup means more for your team or for your fan base because it is a Big 12 opponent?
You know, I thought about that. You know, it's, you know, flying over here today, you know, I don't know. I think it's a great matchup. I think over the course of the last few years, the SEC Big 12 matchups are good, particularly regionally, when we're right on the edge of both. So for our fans, there's some relevance and some recognition of opponent. And anytime you have that, where there's a previous opponent or a past conference alignment, I'm sure there will be a little bit more interest from our fans and from our fan base.
Do you happen to remember where you were in 1998 when RC and the Aggies faced Kansas State in the Big 12 title game, had the huge comeback in the fourth quarter?
Yes, I do remember exactly where I was. I was at Purdue. And ironically, because of that game, we ended up playing Kansas State in another bowl game. So, but I do remember that. I was in West Lafayette, Indiana. I was at West Lafayette, Indiana. And what a game. And, you know, I can just remember the end of it. I didn't see the whole game, but I caught the part that I needed to catch at the end. And you know, it's there, as you asked earlier, I think there's some recognition and some relevance because of our fan base understanding and knowing our opponent. And with us being this close and being in Big 12 country and on the edge of SEC country, you know, I think it'll be a great atmosphere the 28th.
Coach, I know we're only a couple years into the whole college football playoff, but one of the big detractions from ever expanding the playoff was how it would affect traditional bowls and the bowl format. Mm-hmm. This bowl has always done really well, especially with attendance. A lot of that has to do with the two conferences that are involved. A few years in, I know it's a trend, isn't hard to determine, but
sure.
Do you think it has negatively or positively affected the traditional bowl system expanding to four teams?
You know, I don't know. I don't think you're going to see expansion of the four teams anytime soon. I think there are a lot of issues with the expansion from the four, mainly academics and time. And, you know, it's college football. It's not playoff. I mean, not pro football. And so the number of games continues to increase. You cannot reduce the number of regular season games because of the revenue that is generated, not just for football, but for all the athletic programs. So where's that time going to come? You know, and we've got guys playing into January. We got new semester starting. You know, there's a lot of things that happen. The bowl system is a great system. I think the way it is right now, the rewards for guys who have played, have won games, and have earned that right to play against another opponent, continue what I see is just what we just asked about. You know, for us to have a matchup against a Big 12 opponent against Kansas State, that wouldn't happen. The bowl system allows, you know, both fan bases to continue to watch their teams and our young guys, student athletes. It's a reward for a season of winning. And just because you're not in the Final Four doesn't mean that, you know, you don't deserve to continue to play. And so, you know, from that standpoint, you know, the bowl system works, and I think it's great for fans, and I think it's great for student athletes. I don't, you know, as far as the expansion from four to eight, you know, we're complaining about five and six. Like anything else, you go to eight, you're going to complain about 9 and 10. So, you know, four is good enough.
Coach, other than just their ability to come to the game and see the game, is there any other advantages in the way that y'all do recruiting by having the bowl game closer to home?
You know, it would be because of the availability of fans to be here, you know, and that in your primary recruiting area. You know, so the familiarity of the fans and of us being, you know, in proximity to where we're going to recruit, you know, has to help. Instead of being, you know, 700-800 miles away, 1,000 miles away, we're probably not doing as much recruiting. So, you know, being here locally and being here for you know, the couple days too, and our players being here in Houston and being around, that surely doesn't hurt because, you know, there's some pretty good football players around here and their access to be able to be able to see us or be this close doesn't hurt us at all.
You said after we visited with you after the LSU game, you wanted to look closer at the tape in terms of what's going on defensively.
Yep.
What have you seen since then in terms of?
Well, you know, we've had some discussions about two things. We've talked about schematics and we've talked about personnel, and some of the things that were problems schematically that have been addressed, and some things from a personnel standpoint that were somewhat limited in that game, you know, with and the number of plays that our guys were on the field. So it's not just one thing. It's a combination of a lot of things that really manifested itself at the end of the year. We played more snaps than any other team in the SEC on defense. And if that was the case, it was the case, but with that being the case, you know, I think we were worn down towards the end of the year. Our rotation system was not what we needed to do across from the whole point of the season. And, you know, injuries are part of the game, so that's not an excuse. But we had to find a way in many critical situations to get off the field on third down. We didn't do that well enough. And those problems continued to snowball as the year went on, playing that large number of plays. You look back as a coach, the first thing you say, well, you know, your offense wasn't able to keep your defense off the field. That's not necessarily true. You take a team like Ole Miss, who had less time of possession than us, than our offense throughout the year, but still played 80 snaps less across during the course of the season than our defense did. So, you know, our ability on third down has got to get better. And schematically, there's some things that we're changing. But it's a combination of all those things. And when you look at it, you know, the first thing you think of, as I said, was time of possession. We can get better there. But even with that, we got to get off the field on defense on third down and eliminate basically playing almost two games more than the average teams in our league. And those snaps added up and you know, ultimately created some issues for us the last few games.